You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Alexandra Korolkova. Now we are talking.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're at the Cerebro Nabora conference in Moscow. It's September 19, 2015, and our guest is Alexandra Korolkova.
Yes.
Welcome. The first question, you probably heard it before, are you religious?
A little bit. I was quite religious in my childhood, but since this time, maybe some things changed, but well, I don't go to church that often, but maybe yes, I am religious.
Mm. All right.
And does it have any influence on your work?
Well, I try to do my best at my works. I think it doesn't ask for anything else.
And do you have rituals?
No.
Also not with work, that you have to do, put yourself in a certain mood to...
I sort of understand the question, but, well, I think no. I can't say that it's ritual. I usually work in silence. I don't listen to music, for example, because it, well, I can't concentrate when I'm listening to something.
And doesn't that depend on the kind of music that you listen to?
It does not. Even the very quiet classical music, it still takes some attention from me. And well, when I do some mechanical work, such as I don't know, putting the side bearings, it's more or less okay. But when I need to think while working, especially when I need to write some text, it's impossible.
And what is your earliest typographic memory?
My earliest typographic memory, I think it's a memory from my childhood. I had a book of a writer of maybe late 1920s. Sort of children's book by Russian writer Boris Zhitkov, and there was a story in that book about metal typesetting. It was called something like about this book, and it was about the process how he wrote it and how it was typeset and what are the metal cast and so on and so on, and how do they set the page in metal type. So I knew some terms already from that book. So when I entered the high school and when their course of history of printing started, I already knew almost all the terms, and I was really happy with it.
And how old were you when you...
When I read it, I don't know, maybe 9 or 10.
And when you was in high school and you had to choose the course, how old were you then?
17 or 18.
Okay, you were old.
And in the high school, my first really typographic memory is, it was the Book Varaz conference in our university. And I was a freshman. I knew almost nothing about typography, about type design, about all the things. But I remember Matthew Carter speaking, and I remember his Mantegna. I knew nothing then, but I remembered it. And after 2 or 3 years, when I started to study type design, I remembered, wow, That was it. And there was also Fiona Ross and some other people, and they, it was sort of a very, very small conference. They were talking different things about type design, and the most people listening were students of our University of Printing Arts, and well, it's sort of memory that doesn't refer to the childhood, but to more or less times when I could understand something about my future profession.
And are you the only one in the family that is in in design or typography? Or is somebody else that?
No, I'm the only one.
Okay.
My mom is the constructor of light industry. She's sort of making how to say, maybe. Maybe it's not a good idea to record it. She makes sort of projects of clothing. She sees the picture of the designer, and then she knows how it
she
should
makes
be
the
cut.
Pattern, the pattern.
Pattern. She makes the patterns.
Okay.
Well, and. Yeah, but that's no typographers.
But it's well. That's very also. That's a very specific profession, and also very accurate. You know, I mean, there is some links with type design because you
maybe yes. I remember the vector program.
Yeah.
It was quite early one. I was about six. It was the very beginning of 1990s, and she was sitting at her work in front of the very huge computer, and she had a mouse with a round window with crossing strokes, and she pressed the button, and the green lines on the screen moved, and well, it was very interesting.
Magic.
Yeah, it was sort of magic.
But do they understand the work you're doing?
Like, yeah, of course. Yeah. She's very interested in my work, and she always looks what I'm doing, and I always show it. Mm-hmm. Well, my husband is a graphic designer.
Okay.
But it's not about parents, you know.
Yeah.
You were awarded with the Penyo Prize in 2013. How did that change your career?
Well, I understood then that I should take my work even more seriously, and since the time I spent more time on finishing my typefaces, because I feel sort of responsibility. Well, she got the Penyo Prize, and what's that?
Felt like everybody was more by focusing on you, and you had to show, you had to prove you were
sort
worthy.
Sort of, yes. And also, I feel like I need to talk and to write something more about Cyrillics, so I'm trying to do that. So I sort of propose to every conference something about Cyrillic and so on and so on. Sometimes it. Well, sometimes they agree, and I try to tell something. And I'm going to write a short book about the principles and logic in Cyrillic type design, but I'm still not sure when will it be finished.
I remember that you, when you received your prize, in Amsterdam, and you also made that statement that everybody was like a bit shocked. Oh no, should we not mention it here? No.
Well, I'm so sorry.
No, you don't need to, it's not about apology. But
what was the statement then, before the
listeners? It was about, it's whether if somebody that is not for example, Russian could never design a Cyrillic.
No. I didn't tell that. I just said that in fact, if the designer is not native to the writing system, he's designing, he should make really huge research and maybe ask some locals and something like that, because it's really looks quite easy from the first mm-hmm. sight to any Latin writing person, but in fact there were a lot of details that make the typefaces not really usable. That's the problem. So I just tried to tell Western designers to be sort of more attentive, but maybe I was too
too outspoken at the conference. Yeah, all right.
Maybe it was.
Are you more comfortable in designing in Cyrillic than you are in Latin, or doesn't it make any difference for you?
For me, it doesn't make really much difference, but I'm not sure that my Latin looks really proper to Latin writing person. Maybe it's easier than designing Cyrillic for Latin writing, because we study English at school from the earliest classes, and we usually see different inscriptions in Latin and much texts in the web, for example, set in Latin. But of course you have to pay the attention to the details too. And I had some experience in designing Greek for PT Sans and PT Serif some time ago. And well, then I felt really, really not sure about it. I asked Panas Vasiliou, and he gave me some advice.
But you were out of your comfort zone, you could say.
Yeah, right. It was really out of my comfort zone, because usually I'm talking to others about the non-native writing system, and here I wasn't in the position that I'm non-native.
Yeah. So why did you accept the project?
It was interesting.
Yeah. Okay. For you too.
For me too, and I also have some plans to maybe add also Armenian mm-hmm. to Peter Sens, because we have a freelance designer in Armenia who works for Paratype, and I think that it would be really helpful to learn from him mm-hmm. to design Armenian or Georgian. So I think that the knowledge how to design glyphs for different writing systems is very helpful now.
And how many typefaces do you work on at the same time, or averagely?
Oh, as for now, maybe two, and I'm thinking on the third, but and it would be very interesting, but I understand that I should first complete that too.
And who are your heroes?
My historical hero is William Morris.
The living hero? Not all the dead, the living heroes.
The living heroes are Matthew Carter, Jean-Francois Porches, and, I also like Jessica Hish and Maximiliano Spraviero, but maybe they are not yet heroes, but just people who sometimes inspire me, because they design things that I usually don't do, because I'm concentrated on text typefaces, and they design very beautiful display things. So I look and sort of am jealous.
Yeah, that's what my next question would have been like. So it makes you a little jealous that you don't really are not able to
perhaps I could be able, but I have already chosen my way. Mm-hmm. So I can't now leave all this and start designing very, very crazy display things, because I think, well, there are already people that do it, and as I can design text faces, it's really it's a really big need for them too, in Cyrillic especially, because we really have not that much, for example, good text serifs. We have quite a lot of them, but not of them are neutral enough, not of them are contemporary enough, and so on and so on. And in fact, most good publishing houses use just, I don't know, 3 to 5 text faces in their books. And I think it's sort of a problem, and it should be fixed.
Mm-hmm. So that's something you are willing or thinking about, like working on and delivering more text faces in Cyrillic.
I think it's really needed now. And well, though there are quite a lot type designers, for example, in Russia now, and especially young type designers, but I think it's more popular to design display faces, and designing the text face needs sort of more patience and more time and so on. And well, if I can do that, I have to.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned like a lack of Cyrillic text faces currently. Are you sort of pleased with the very fast development that Cyrillic Russian type design is going through, like the last recent years?
Yeah, it's I think it's great, because when I started supposing myself to be a type designer, it was about 10 years ago. We had maybe just 10 or even less type designers in all the country, and almost no new text typefaces. And I remember the type competition of 2005, when all the text winners were Western designers, because either there was no native participants, all their designs were very weak. I don't know. And when I compare it to what happens now, well, I'm really happy, because now I think we have maybe more than 30 type designers, and it's really a big growth. And well, I think.
But it's grown quite fast then, no?
Yeah.
So in a 2 years' time, it could be doubled from this, no? Possible?
I don't know. I think it would be really good, but I'm not sure that it's real, because, well, I don't know. But I see that now there are some really young new type designers whom I even don't know, but they exist. They design something. And that's great. So the new amounts of Cyrillic type designers appear, and I think it's really good.
And can you tell also if there's more appreciation of the people outside of the type and design world, that they sort of appreciate type design and type more? Because I'm thinking about this. My connection is the subway, the Moscow subway, the metro system, the new type system for that. That's something that people who are, that the people in the street actually sort of really encounter. Are they sort of more appreciative of type in general?
I don't know. Mm. I really don't know. Well, I know that more graphic design studios, for example, need new typefaces and so on. It's really more than 10 years ago, for example. But I don't know exactly about people just in the streets, about new Metro typeface and so on, because I didn't ask them.
All right.
I know that when it was sort of competition among designers who will design the new map of Metro, I know that the variants of design were hanging in the stations, and I know that people looked at them and discussed them, and it was interesting. But I'm not sure that they were looking also at
the
type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also, it's not just like the people in the street that are sort of more interested in type, but also journalists write about type in general. Like the new Google logo comes out, and the whole world has an opinion. And like some time ago, you would have to explain what is a logo, mm-hmm. what is a type, what is a font, how does it work. People are sort of further now, and maybe it's also in Russia that there's more awareness in that, not really just the people in the street, but.
Several years ago, our web searching system Yandex changed its logo, and well, I remember that people discussed it also in the web, and I think that the overall tone of the speeches was something like about the Google now, because I think that people are conservative. They can't agree to such changes quickly, and I think after some time, it will be okay. Mm. Did it look different somewhere?
Yeah. But you are optimistic on how things are going in regarding to type in Russia and.
I think yes.
And sorry, because you said you were writing a book. Is that a more educational book? Is it for the people, for somebody that wants to start up? Not from scratch, but has knowledge, but...
When I started thinking about that, I was thinking about quite a thick book, maybe in two volumes, about the theory of type and so on. But now I'm afraid that I will never do it, so I'm trying now to make a really small book, but in two languages, in Russian and in English, with the same pictures for both languages, but with slightly different texts, because I think that the things that I have to pay much attention are sort of different, because the average Western type designer knows quite much about the type theory, about the logic in the typefaces, and about writing instruments and so on and so on. And I think that it would be useful to sort of explain how it works in Cyrillic and what are the exceptions and what are the peculiarities of Cyrillic and so on. But for native Cyrillic designer, well, I'm not sure if type designers or graphic designers should be the main audience for that. I think there should be a little bit more attention to that logical principles, because not everybody knows already about Brody pen and pointed pen and so on and so on and so on. But the native reader knows much more about what is natural to Cyrillic and what is not. So I think there should be slightly different texts, but the same pictures, and maybe, yes, maybe it should be a sort of educational. Well, that's what I'm trying to explain at the conferences and try to tell, but I think it would be more helpful if I could just write it, and maybe more people could read it than listen to some speech. Mm.
And do you have a dream project? Is there somebody who you would like to design a typeface for?
I'm not sure. I think I already had a dream project in my past.
Which one?
Peter Sands and Peter Serif. I can't say that I dreamed about that because I just didn't think. But when Vladimir Yefimov asked me if I want to design a typeface which will cover almost all the languages of Russia and which will be free and everybody could download it and use it, and well, I thought that it's really interesting. It's mm-hmm. really a huge project, and it's really interesting because I can do something for really a lot, lot of people. Because you know, it's still sort of a problem in Russia that people don't like that much to buy phones. Mm-hmm. Well, we are now in prototype trying to make sales with a big discount when we are launching a new typeface, but it's still for quite a small amount of people. But when you make something for free download, it will be really, really widespread and widely used. And sometimes the designers are not very happy when they see their typefaces in folk typography with something stretched or something like that. But in that case, with Peter Sands, for example, I don't mind it because I see it almost every day in the streets, and mm-hmm. I think it's great.
And you don't think it's by giving it out for free or doing these big sales, you don't think it can be harmful? Like if somebody buys something for very cheap, then afterwards they would not want to pay more for something else because they say, well, if I can get it for free or for close to nothing, what's the point?
But it was, for free, it was the only project.
Okay.
And it's impossible to do such things frequently mm-hmm. because, it was commissioned by the Ministry of Printing.
Mm-hmm.
And as for the discounts, I think no, because usually people who buy phones with big discounts are that people that would prefer to download them for free. So
yeah.
So that's a step forward for them.
Mm-hmm. That they're already paying something.
Yeah, and I think that they are mostly freelancers or students mm-hmm. or something like that. And I think that when they will have a really, really big job, for example, they will already know that they can buy typefaces, and they can just ask their customer to pay for it. But it's already the way to do something properly, I think.
The last question.
How would you like to be remembered?
It's a difficult question.
You can think about it if you want to.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
All right.
Okay. I think I'm not ready to answer now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.